November 10, 1928. One who lives in the divine will has her own sea, and enclosing everything, as she prays, it murmurs heavens, sun and stars. The blessing of Jesus. Contest and feast of all and blessing the little daughter of the divine will. After I had gone through several days of privation of my sweet Jesus, my poor heart could take no more. I felt undone, and I remembered vividly his many visits. His lovable presence, his enrapturing beauty, the gentleness of his voice, his many beautiful lessons, were many memories that wounded me, undid me, and made me long for my celestial fatherland, like a poor pilgrim, tired of my long journey. And I was saying to myself, everything is ended, I hear nothing but a profound silence, an immense sea which I must cross without ever stopping, to ask, everywhere and every place, for the kingdom of the divine will. And, tired, I began to do my usual round, to follow its acts. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, clasped me in his arms to give me strength, and told me, my daughter, just as the sea murmurs continuously, so do I hear in you the sea of my divine fiat. And you, with your prayer, form your continuous murmuring in the sea of it. And while it murmurs, now you enclose the sun, and it murmurs light. Now you enclose the heavens, and as it murmurs, you enclose the stars. Now you enclose the wind, and it murmurs moans and shouts of love. Now you enclose the earth, and it murmurs flowers. So, in your murmuring, you make flow now light, now heavens, now stars, now wind, and flow laments of love, unutterable moans of a wounded heart, and shouts of delirium of an unrequited love. And now flow all the flowerings created by me. Oh! How beautiful is my sea in yours! Oh! How the sea of the earth remains behind! Because it murmurs, but does not enclose heavens, sun, wind and everything in its murmuring, but only fish. While the sea of my volition, and the murmuring of your prayer in it, encloses all of my works, because my divine will keeps heavens, sun, stars, sea and so on, all within itself, as though in its own power, and as you murmur in it with your prayer, you find them all. And just as the sea, on top of its continuous murmuring, forms its gigantic waves, so you, in the sea of my divine volition, on top of the continuous murmuring of your prayer, when you concentrate more your yearnings, your sighs, for you want the kingdom of my divine will, form gigantic waves of light, of stars, of moons and of flowers. How beautiful are these waves! And I, from this tabernacle, hear your murmuring, the roaring of your waves, which come to unload themselves into my sea. And since, here in the tabernacle, I have my own sea in which I murmur continuously with my prayers, as I hear your waves coming, I unite your sea with mine, which are already one, and I come to murmur together with you. And I no longer feel alone in this tabernacle, I have my pleasant company, and we murmur together. And in our murmuring one can hear, fiat, 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 be it known, and its kingdom on earth restored. My daughter, living in my will, praying in it, is to transport heaven to the earth, and the earth to heaven. Therefore, it is our true and total triumph, our victory, our divine conquest. So, be faithful and attentive to me. After this, benediction with the Most Holy Sacrament was being given, which I have the good to receive every day in these last periods of my life down here, as I hope to complete this long exile of mine as soon as possible. And my lovable Jesus, at the moment they were giving benediction, moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, I bless you, but I would not be content if I alone blessed you, I call everyone together with me, the Father and the Holy Spirit, the whole celestial court, that all may bless with me the little daughter of my divine will. Wherever my will reigns, everyone, heaven and earth, feel a powerful force to unite themselves with me and to do what I do, so as to centralize upon her all the goods which my divine will contains. Therefore, As they see me blessing you, I'll get down to the work of blessing you. So, a contest, a sort of feast, arises in heaven, to bless the one in whom my will reigns. And in order to make it more solemn, I call all created things, so that no one may put himself aside, but all may bless my daughter. So I call the sun to bless you, so that the light it gives you, it may give to you while blessing you. I call the water to bless you, so that, as you drink it, it may bless you. I call the wind, so that, as it blows, it may blow blessing you. In sum, I call everyone, and while they bless you, finding my divine will in you, they feel themselves being blessed in return from within you by the will of their Creator. The strength of my divine will calls everyone, unites the whole celestial family, and gives the feast to all when it must operate over a soul in whom it dwells and dominates. Therefore, in the sacramental prison of mine, having my prisoner near me, I feel, coming to me, the joys which my divine will can give me in the heart of our little daughter. So, my many sorrows are interrupted when I must bless you, when I descend sacramentally into your heart, when I feel myself gazed at from this tabernacle, and I requite you with my gazes. Thinking that I must do or give something to our little newborn of our will, I put everything aside, even my very sorrows, and I make feast, because my divine will possesses innumerable joys and perennial feast. Therefore, I want that you two rejoice together with me. And echoing my blessing, bless me in the sun, in the water, in the wind, in the air you breathe, in the heartbeat that beats in your heart, and I will feel you blessing me in all created things.